1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Heavy rain from Tropical Depression Debbie may be to blame for a plane sliding off a runway and getting stuck in the mud at the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina overnight. No injuries, but our Charlotte ABC affiliate reports there were several Carolina Panthers players on board coming home from an away game. A televised debate is scheduled for September 10th on ABC between the top candidates for president.
The debate, one that Trump agreed to when President Biden was still in the race, despite waffling on his commitment the last few weeks when Harris ascended to the top of the ticket.
I just look forward to these debates. I think it's very important that we have them.
Harris remains focused on the ABC News debate.
I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Not willing to commit to any other debates until after that first one.
ABC Selena Wang. Today marks 10 years since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, sparking Black Lives Matter protests worldwide. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert system is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert system. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The primary election is on Tuesday, so that means this weekend is your last chance to vote early. There are 12 locations across the city where you can vote on Saturday, many of them city libraries. And if you'd like to vote on Sunday, there are 4 locations open. However, there are no new registrations this weekend, so if you're already registered, you're good to go. If you're not registered yet, you'll have to wait till Tuesday. We've got a story online so you can find the closest polling place for you to vote early. Just head to mad.radio. And remember, anyone can request a bilingual ballot. State law says if a certain number of people in a municipality speak another language, that municipality must offer bilingual ballots. So Dane County has ballots in Spanish. If you speak another language that's not offered on a ballot, you're welcome to bring a translator all the way to the voting booth with you. Just talk to the chief inspector at your polling place. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up Week 2 of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer. making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It was 2016 all over again today. Donald Trump spoke at his home in Florida for over an hour, and all of the cable news networks, including this one, carried it live, just like they all did repeatedly in 2016. It would be hard to find a sentence in what Donald Trump said today that did not include at least one lie. Some of the networks tried to play catch-up with fact-checking after Donald Trump finished speaking, but that, of course, is way too late and utterly useless. No network even attempted to fact-check every lie Donald Trump told.
Including
my
what
boyfriend.
Is on.
My boyfriend gives me life. Oh, my God, this is all anyone can talk about. It's Lawrence taking all of the networks, including his own, to the woodshed last night. He was on fire because he absolutely said it right. 2016 all over ago. They take this crazy man live for an hour, right? Rambling, lying. And if Lawrence is exactly right, like we keep saying, there is literally nothing he says that's true anymore.
Yep.
So just take for granted. So that's not, oh, he's taking questions from the press. Like Lawrence said, you're not answering questions when you're lying.
Right.
He doesn't ever answer a question. He lies.
Right.
And Kamala is talking to people on tarmacs and places all the time.
Oh, I love. She was like, what do you got?
What do you got?
She kept Porter, right?
And they ask is about Donald. They're not asking her about anything important, really.
Right. And meanwhile, she gave this amazing speech at UAW that they weren't covering because they're, and I get it. It's the car crash thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that you're like, oh, you're going to televise your own mental breakdown. Like it's, I get that it's entertaining to go, oh my God, look at this. He is just spiraling into madness. It's like network, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that reality show. Remember someone used to say like, someone put down the camera and help Anna Nicole Smith.
Right.
Just stop televising, right?
Although, do we want to help Trump?
The original joke was, can you put down the camera and help Rodney King?
Like,
It's just people, you know, things that are, so I get it. But anyway, like, give me one more, Lawrence, because, yes.
None of the networks, none of them, carried Kamala Harris's speech live after the Trump appearance. None of them. This network brought you the last few minutes of Kamala Harris's speech live, but was actually doing Olympics coverage when the speech began. They knew what time it was coming. They knew how to cover it live, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. After giving Donald Trump more than an hour of live coverage on all of their networks. It's 2016 all over again. The same mistakes are being made. I have never seen an industry slower at learning from its own stupid mistakes than the American news business.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He's my boyfriend. Is.
I believe it's Jody's mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, hi.
No.
Hands off.
I'm Jody's mom's pimp. When I need to book Lawrence O'Donnell.
Hands off,
lady. No, she turned down his kind wedding proposal just because she's married.
Married.
Even though he offered a prenup. Rude. Carol Burnett is just rude.
Yeah. I mean, until
Just because I don't like, should not stand between Lawrence and I. I could learn to like for Lawrence O'Donnell.
So Carol Burnett is rude until she mistakes you for someone much younger.
Yes, then she is America's icon again. America's sweetheart once again.
Okay. Got it. It's all about you.
Yes. Well, it is her show.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Norma, he's Norma Desmond at this point.
Yeah.
See that glassy look on that glassy look of on Jody's face? That's when I know there's been she's had to get a lot of Donald Trump sound bites.
Oh, and I had to edit down from what I got too.
No, I feel her pain. I feel her pain very much.
I mean, I just and here we are again. Like Lawrence is right in this 2016 loop where he's the presidential candidate. So I guess you got to cover him. But again, reporters ask, nobody asked about the $10 million Egyptian payoff. I mean, our heads are going to explode if we have to go. Can you imagine if Joe Biden fill in the blank? I mean, essentially, the press hounded him out of the race after one bad debate. That's what spooked Democrats and yada yada. And here we go in this vicious circle. And what the, I mean, oh my God. You know, it's, I don't even know where should we start with the, he spoke to more people than Martin Luther King. I don't even know anymore, Chris, if they're lies or he's just delusional. Some fake helicopter story with Willie Brown, which didn't happen, but he, obviously it was a way to bring up Willie Brown that was Kamala Harris's boyfriend a million zillion years ago. He makes, I swear to God, I think he watched Almost Famous when they almost went down the plane and they're all, literally, he was not in a helicopter with Willie Brown, who everyone now has debunked this story. Mm-hmm. But he claims, oh, I see, he was saying all these terrible things about Kamala Harris when the plane was going down. Yes?
No, I keep going back to the fact that he is a cheap timeshare salesman who will say anything to get the sale.
But again,
that's what that was yesterday. It was all lies, but he was trying to get the sale.
I think he knows he's lying, but he's also clearly dementing at a rapid pace because
if oil was $9 a barrel, it'd be really cheap to buy gas. God.
Al Sharpton was saying this morning, like, I think he was confusing the Million Man March, which was way after Martin Luther King died. It's just that he didn't. Like clearly Kamala's crowd size. Right. It was Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown was
in the helicopter.
Right.
Gavin Newsom was in the same helicopter.
Right.
There was no problem.
And
there was no almost crash.
There was no talk of Willie Brown in that helicopter.
And Willie Brown's like, this didn't happen.
Right.
Yes. What?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, we're not. Something's happening. Okay. Carol tweets, here's what this presser did. It very clearly established what this race is about. A ranting, bitter old man who lives in his imaginary past and a vibrant young woman full of joy and hope for the future.
Yes.
But I don't. Lawrence is like, we have technology now, Chris. We have these big wide screens. They can attempt to fact check something. He said you couldn't possibly fact check all his lies because they're literally at this point all lies.
Yeah.
But try to create this, you know, Kamala Harris won't answer questions from the press. What crap? She's done a million interviews. She's only been at this for, 2.5 weeks, giving rally after rally. Donald, can you imagine if Joe Biden was at home for a week?
Yeah.
Not going anywhere. I mean, and none of the same stories or questions about Trump's decline or cognition or... Where should we start here? Do you want to start with the Martin Luther King?
Oh,
jeez. Okay. 19.
Never see the picture of the crowd. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken. I've spoken to the biggest crowds.
No,
nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
No, that's not true.
If you look at Martin Luther King when he did his speech, his great speech, and you look at ours, same real estate, same everything, same number of people, if not, we had more. And they said he had a million people, but I had 25,000 people. But when you look at the exact same picture... What? And everything's the same because it was the fountains, the whole thing, all the way back to from Lincoln to Washington. And you look at it and you look at the picture of his crowd, my breath.
Okay, I can't. So is he also bad at math? Is he saying 25,000 is more than a million? Or and Martin Luther King, he's thinking of the Million Man. Okay. I can't.
Or the Women's March or anything that he's never.
Right. Okay, and also every single thing at this point is not just a lie, it's projection. Did he He accused Kamala Harris of paying people to go to. She's paying no one to go to these rallies. It is established fact he pays people. We've seen the ads acting for actors, you know, fill these seats and blacks for Trump and all this bull. God, what else did he say? Oh, she's too dumb to have a press. She's too stupid to have a press conference. Oh, my God. You know what? David Jolly. Hi, David Jolly. He must listen because he said the same thing on TV yesterday. I said yesterday morning, I think this will go down in history. It's like the worst campaign ever. Like, ever. This is just, oh, my God.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, on Twitter. Do you think if it were reported Biden took $10 million in cash from Egypt, no reporter would ask about it at the next press conference? I mean, what? You can't just televise this hot mental illness mess without, right, some kind of something. Hard questions, fact-checking, something. It's, oh, my God. Remember all the empty podiums and blah, blah, blah. Unbelievable. Okay, should we go with, did he do his fantasy again about, I don't know, Joe Biden rappelling into the DNC and taking back the nomination or whatever fever dream he was having?
You're talking about 12?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Now I'm running against somebody else, and we're leading. We're leading.
No, so
I'm not complaining. I'm saying it's a...
No. That's the other thing. No. The latest polls have her up by 8. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry.
Okay, starting over.
Now I'm running against somebody else, and we're leading. We're leading, so no. I'm not complaining. No. I'm saying it's a...
No.
You're whining.
A country with a constitution that we cherish. We cherish this constitution. To have done it this way is...
What?
Pretty severe, pretty horrible. You would have thought they would have gone out to a vote. They would have had a primary system. They would have done something,
yes,
but to just take it away from them he was a child. And he's a very angry man right now, I can tell you that. He's not happy with Obama, and he's not happy with Nancy.
Crazy Nancy.
Sure. And Kamala, who's dumb as a rock, is that what he said?
Yeah, he said she didn't pass the bar.
Did he say when the dead monkey funeral
is? She took it twice.
Okay.
She passed it on the second try. It's the hardest one in the country.
Right.
Most people, they do 3 or 4 times.
Right.
Yeah, that's not out of the ordinary.
She's one of the smartest humans in the world, probably, in the country,
The largest state in the nation elected her to attorney general.
Did he say when the dead monkey funeral is?
No.
You can play bridge.
Did Mr. DeMille call about when he needs the car? To see the car from Mar-a-Lago.
Are any of his writers floating in a pool?
Is he working on a remake of Salome?
So it would be a dead speechwriter. Right?
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was, that he was is angry at it, because it's always someone else's fault. So he was angry at his staff. So only I can fix it. So I'll go. Oh, yeah. Oh, because J.D. Vance is.
Oh, yeah. He fixed it. Oh, yeah.
What did I see? Hang on.
It's there.
Hold on. Hang on. I have a fire.
Uh-oh.
I can't get enough of J.D. Vance.
No word.
Polling fun facts. J.D. Vance's net favorability among independents is negative 27. Minus 27. You know, they finally redone that. You know, they hit the famous Hitler scene with him screaming at all his advisors. And
999.
But it's great. It's Trump screaming at all his campaign people about the J.D. Vance pick. It's fantastic. It's the best one ever.
999999999.
Oh, this one I just saw this morning. Oh. Did you see this, Jody? I mentioned this, I think. Oh, I think I mentioned this on stage. How cute. A bonding moment for J.D. Vance telling his 7-year-old son to shut the hell up. Did
Sweet
you
guy.
See? He's telling this story that his son's he's in a Pikachu phase and he wouldn't shut up about it. He was trying to talk to Donald Trump on the phone. That tells you everything you need to know about their family values. Uh-huh. He literally is bragging about telling his 7-year-old to shut the hell up. Because he's talking to Donald Trump. Because he's talking about Pikachu too much. Oh, my God. What's in the Hitler scene? He says, get me someone else besides J.D. Vance. Someone that doesn't make women literally puke. I feel like dry heaves whenever see that talking bearded clam. Okay.
He's a wheel of cheese that was rolled across the floor of a Supercuts.
Yes, he was. That's the other thing, the Hitler thing. And I hate beards!
Well, have you seen him without a beard?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
He's hiding a weak jaw.
Got a little bit of a glass jaw?
He's got a little bit of a weak jaw.
Coach Walls will take care of that in the debate.
His face is shaped like a moon.
It is.
All right, so I, and here's the other thing. So apparently he's agreed to debates, but who knows with him? He's such a liar. Like, I don't know whether he'll actually show up. And then he keeps trying to say, like, all these other debates have been scheduled when they haven't. He's trying to sneak in the Fox one first. And Kamala Harris said, great. He has agreed to show up at the September 10th debate that we've already agreed to. We will do that one first.
And we'll negotiate the ones after that.
Oh, God. I know there is such a, I get that they have to debate, but it's the same way I felt about Hillary. It's just, oh my God, to elevate him, to put him on the same stage as Kamala Harris. It's like, oh my God, this criminal, this rapist. You're just like, oh my God.
There shouldn't
be. I told you her Hillary's great tweet. Someone's like, it's Hillary, actually. It was beneath her dignity to be on the same stage with him. And she just wrote, it was. Yes.
There shouldn't be, you know, the Colosseum, you know, Roman Colosseum type crowd there.
No. It's annoying.
Absolutely not. I don't learn anything by applause lines and crowds cheering. I want to hear about policy.
Yeah. Well, that's what he wants. I'll only debate you at a Trump rally on Fox News.
No. Uh-uh. I don't want that.
By the way, how she dealt with that heckler. Tell you what. I think she can handle herself. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking now.
You should say that to us.
Yeah, I think I will. Speaking.
Mm-hmm. But Stephanie, you know,
Jody's too shell-shocked to even talk because she's been up all night getting Trump sound bites.
Yeah. I told you to go to bed.
By the way, you're not the boss of me. I sent her tweets in the middle of the night. She's like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Go back to bed.
Why were you up at 2?
I'm like, you're not the boss. I guess you are.
Why were you up at 2?
Listen, my body clock is completely broken from this tour. I don't know what day it is, what time it is, where I am. I was up talking to the president from like midnight to 2.
Your nephew.
Yes. Okay. Is there any other? The Shonda Rhimes president.
Right.
He's
well, there have been a few Shonda Rhimes presidents.
February. It's going to debut in February. The Residence, the Shonda Rhimes Netflix series in which my nephew plays the first gay president.
I will get Netflix back by then.
Baby nephew, Paul Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll see what time he stumbles down this morning to say hi. Oh, okay. 21. Well, you brought it up. Fine.
You can say I'm speaking. Okay.
Way too late. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug DeMars. The president calls Bonnie and Clyde the Nuggets. Little Nuggets.
They are cute.
Little chicken nuggets.
Well.
Oh, look, they're playing with their... Someone actually gave me a bag of rats. They're just stuffed rats, and they love them.
I
find their eyes everywhere, though.
I know. They pull them out.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
I think someone replaced Clyde's brain with a chicken nugget.
You know what, Chris? I'm speaking only to Jody now. You know they love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, right?
Yes.
It's brain food. That's what makes Clyde so smart. It's superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Every superfood in the world is in there. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. Everything, all the nutrients and flavor, just... That's Dr. Marty packing everything in.
Okay.
I don't know if it sounds like that, but listen, it tastes delicious, and they love it, and they go crazy for it. Okay. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now. Clyde's brain food. And get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. The Cod Krispie moment is... They get the zoomies like you have never seen when I take out the Cod Krispies.
All right.
They just run around the house. Like, who's little fisher dogs? Who caught a fish again? Oh, God, I'm losing it. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Oh, come on. You got to admit this is cool.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Steven Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, boy, howdy, I am. I tell you what.
Yep.
Jody, we're working on exciting things for Chicago Sexy Liberal next Saturday, aren't we, that we can't even talk about? We did mention Mark Hamill has been added to the panel along with Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank, so it's already a rockin' panel. But things, also exciting things that may end up DC Sexy Liberal. Just, you never know.
Right.
Leah Thompson, who we love more than life itself,
yes,
commented on J.D. Vance, "I find this man super weird, and I did a love scene with a duck."
Actually, that on Donald. It was about Donald.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Not Donald Duck.
Oh, they're both weird.
They are both weird.
Not Donald Duck.
No, she Howard the Duck.
Howard
remember?
The Duck. Yeah. Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yeah, Donald Trump that she was
right.
Karen in Chicago, hello.
Hello, good morning. Oh, my gosh. Laura, Jody, kudos to your future stepdad. Lawrence O'Donnell last night for the job that he did.
Wait, what?
Listen, the compare and contrast, and thanks to him, he did not play the audio of that nonsensical, demented word salad. But, I mean, the compare and contrast between how they treat Joe Biden after he speaks forwards, backwards, up, down, left, right about foreign policy, and they scream these questions about him mixing up words versus whatever that was yesterday. And then,
oh, honey, heartbreak. Glenn Kirshner next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Shots were fired outside the Harmony Apartments last night. Madison police say residents there called 911 when they heard gunfire. When authorities arrived, they found evidence of a shooting, but no one hurt and no property damage. Police don't believe there's any danger to the public. Harmony is the same complex where 15-year-old Kaisha Miller was shot and killed last October. And just months earlier, in July, Devon Grant was shot and killed there, too. Meanwhile, the Madison Police Program that sends mental health staff instead of officers is expanding to Sun Prairie. Madison officials say the CARES program has been successful here and freed up some time for law enforcement. When a 911 call comes in and someone needs mental health help, they'll get a trained counselor or clinician, not police. At first, the program only had one mental health team, but now they have three. City leaders expect about 120 calls per year in Sun Prairie for the CARES team. They'll start responding to calls there this fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov. We'll be right back.
just want fairness. We want dignity for all people.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to recognize the right all people have to freedom and liberty to make choices, especially those that are about heart and home, and not have their government telling them what to do. Our campaign is about saying we trust the people.
She is on fire. This girl is on fire. Just a song suggestion for the next rally.
All right.
She is fantastic. Oh, my God. By the way, do you think this could be what's setting baby off? Cook Political Report changed its ratings for Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada from lean Republican to toss-up. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Goodness gracious.
Baby seemed super agitated yesterday.
He's colicky.
By the way, Karen, I'm sorry about your head injury from the heartbreak again, but thank you to everybody talking about how great Lawrence O'Donnell was, like just taking the media to task about how it's 2016 all over again. But I have this feeling this time that nobody cares about we're doing this without the media, right? I was thinking, I don't want to hear another thing that David Axelrod or Van Jones has to say.
Oh, my God.
I don't even, like, he's talking about, oh, there's irrational exuberance. This will all calm down for Kamala. And what was it when she picked Walz? Van Jones was like, oh, Republicans are celebrating tonight. This was the one they wanted because they were scared of the other ones, but this was a bad pick. I'm like, what campaign are you even watching? Okay, everyone can shut the, except for Lawrence and this guy. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner,
yeah!
Glenn
former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
He has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Oh, look at you all tanned and rested from your cruise. Good morning.
Good morning, Steph. I've missed you all over the last few
years. We missed you like crazy. So, by the way, you said Tim Walz is clearly a varsity pick while J.D. Vance isn't even up to stepping on the playing field. So, J.B. Vance, that's funny.
Hey.
But he is just spectacular, isn't he?
Steph, what a great pick. You know, he was a football coach. He was a high school social studies teacher. Veteran for 24 years, could have retired at 20 years, decided to stay 24 years. He was a governor. You know, he really is the opposite of somebody like Donald Trump because Tim Walz understands what it means to dedicate yourself to a life and to a purpose bigger than just you, your own enrichment, your own aggrandizement, right? He is exactly what is right for this moment, and that is why the Republicans are scared to death of a Harris Walz ticket. But you know what, Steph? I've heard it said, we're not going back.
No,
and we're not going back.
We're not going back. That's clever. We should say, you know, I'm going to send that to, along with Girls on Fire, let's send that to the Harris.
Okay.
Yeah, you said he's the perfect antidote to Trump's narcissism, divisiveness, and hate. And I think that's part of what's driving this movement, not only how legitimately, organically fantastic these candidates are, but how exhausted people are by Trump and all of that. Hate and lies and just everything we watched yesterday. Craziness, right? Chaos.
Yeah, they are joyous and joyful democracy warriors. And I'll tell you, everybody is getting swept up in their optimism because our future can be bright. Our future is what we decide to make it. And boy, Harris and Walz are trying to make it good for the American people. And the American people sense that. Think about it. We have had gloom and doom and death and destruction and everything's going to hell from Donald Trump and the Republicans. And even the good guys who have been trying to hold Donald Trump accountable, like Jack Smith and Bonnie Willis and Alvin Bragg, it's not gloom and doom, but it's struggle and strife, and we're fighting against corrupt judges and corrupt Supreme Court justices. Even the good guys don't get to present an optimistic, uplifting message to the American people because they're fighting this battle every day. Well, now we've got the hope, we've got the optimism, and it's realistic hope and optimism for the future of America, and that is why it is catching fire.
Well, and I don't know if you saw Lawrence. He was just spectacular last night, you know, taking the media to task. But, you know, Glenn, part of me, when I watched even clips of that yesterday, I'm like, maybe they're literally televising his nervous breakdown. Like, maybe they're doing us a favor, because I can't imagine what new voters that got. You're like, wow, this guy is really delusional. I mean, it, as Lauren said, literally everything was a lie, or it was just completely crazy. It was, you know, what did he say? What did he say about what? Well, it's very, it was deep into the trans community, lots of other things.
Yeah. What? Doesn't know what he's talking about.
What? Yeah, and you said, so Trump is campaigning today at Mar-a-Lago? I guess he's even lost the support of the voters at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago is apparently a battleground resort is what Mar-a-Lago has become. So, listen, and Lawrence O'Donnell, who I love dearly and respect and admire, and I call him Mr. 10 o'clock. Boy, was he dead on last night. Now, I don't mind seeing Donald Trump's unhinged rants televised, because that highlights that the man is old, decrepit, and unfit, you know, to serve in any capacity. But I so agree with Lawrence that, you know, the media continues to fall into the trap of giving both sides of issues equal time. Like people who are criticizing, you know, J.D. Vance is criticizing Tim Walz, 24 years of military service, because a few months after he decided to retire to do what? Run for office and serve his constituents. His unit was apparently notified they would deploy. That is not a legitimate two sides issue. That is not the kind of thing that the media should be giving air to every day, in my humble opinion. Yeah. But they're doing it, and they're falling into the same trap that they fell into in 2016. But, Steph, I love what you said. You said, doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter anymore because we will overcome all of that as well.
We the people. Listen, I thought of you when, you know, they started the Kamala twice put down the lock him up chance and said the courts are going to take care of this. We're going to beat him in November. And that was perfect. So let's talk about that. It's so funny. I think I asked Ellie Mistal on New York City panel, like, what's going to happen? And he said nothing. And I was like, boo, Ellie, tell us what we want to hear. But you know, I know our friend Tristan Snell, you know, feels the opposite, that he's going to get sentenced to prison in September. And, you know, the other cases, Georgia, J6, he's going to get convicted. Let's talk about J6 for a second. So Judge Chutkan, right, has the case back after this ridiculous immunity ruling from the Supreme Court. So I'm just reading. She's going to have to now go line by line through the special counsel Jack Smith's 45-page indictment, separating the charges that involve official acts from those that are unofficial. The former must be dismissed. The latter might survive. So now Chutkan has to clean up the mess the right-wing majority made in its ruling, which created a shockingly broad yet poorly defined zone of immunity from criminal prosecution for presidents who can argue they were engaged in their official duties. So this is this mini trial we've been talking about. The only chance the American people will have to get more clarity on what his actions were on J6. I mean, I always say to you, Glenn, you don't have to be a lawyer to go, how are any of these official acts at January 6th?
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution is unconstitutional when it comes to holding Donald Trump accountable for his crimes. Not only is that insane and living in the legal upside down, it's something that we have to change. You know, when you have Supreme Court justices who abuse their discretion and put themselves above the law and try to cancel out parts of the Constitution, we have governmental remedies for that. Impeachment investigations in Congress and criminal investigations by the Department of Justice of corrupt and apparently criminal Supreme Court justices. These are things we have to do, because you cannot let the Supreme Court negate portions of the Constitution. But now, turning to the impact on the J6 prosecution, we are going to see some type of hearing. We don't know exactly what it will look like, but trust me, Judge Chutkan don't play. We will have hearings. And what she has been tasked with the Supreme Court to decide is which of Donald Trump's crimes, which of his criminal acts we should give immunity to, and which of his crimes, which of his criminal acts we should not give immunity to. Well, the good news is we're going to see all the evidence of his crimes and his criminal acts, all of them, even the ones that the Supreme Court suggests should enjoy some immunity, because to make that decision, we have to see the evidence. Judge Chutkan has to see the evidence and assess it and make some sort of a reasonable decision based on this horrific Supreme Court opinion. So you're right. It's going to be a mini trial. It's going to be important and informative, and we're going to see some of the evidence from some of those Republican witnesses who Jack Smith compelled to appear before the grand jury and testify about the crimes of Donald Trump. And that transparency is going to be good and important. And at the end of the day, I absolutely agree. As long as Donald Trump doesn't get elected, and he won't, he is going to be convicted in case after case and sentenced to prison in case after case.
I have my happy clappy legal lad back. Yay! Take that, Ellie. love him too, but so let's talk about Arizona. So Jenna Ellis agrees to cooperate, tweet, with Arizona prosecutors. Could this mean Trump will go from unindicted co-conspirator to indicted defendant in Arizona election case? And you also tweeted, interestingly, an Arizona grand jury wanted to indict Trump, but prosecutors told them no. Talk to us about, because I've heard that she got a really generous deal, didn't she? But she, because she was first, as you prosecutors always say. So what does that mean for Trump, Giuliani, whatever?
Yeah, so first of all, it was a bit of a dagger through this old prosecutor's heart when I saw the grand jury wanted to indict Donald Trump. Why? Because they saw the evidence of his crimes.
He's guilty?
They said, we vote to indict him. And the prosecutors in Arizona said, not so fast. We don't know if we have enough evidence. And here is the reporting. They told the grand jurors, we don't know if we have enough evidence at this moment. And the reason that is a rational thing for prosecutors to do is because grand jurors only need to conclude there's probable cause. That's about 50%. It's really a tick below 50% of the evidence. Probable cause that Donald Trump committed crimes, but the prosecutors then need to take that indictment, build it to beyond a reasonable doubt, the highest burden known to the criminal law, and prove it at trial. There's a chasm of evidentiary proof between those two standards, probable cause and beyond a reasonable doubt. So I'm not mad at the prosecutors.
Yeah.
They said, wait, at this moment, we might not be there. Well, guess what? This moment has perhaps come because Jenna Ellis, one of Donald Trump's dirty lawyers, flipped and agreed to testify truthfully, fully, and accurately against Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and all the other co-defendants out in Arizona. So the moment has perhaps come when the prosecutors do have enough evidence and they can present it to another grand jury and they can get an indictment. And I agree with you, they gave her a sweetheart deal because she had 9 indicted charges against her, Jenna Ellis, and the prosecutors sat down with her and had what's called a debriefing, or they call it a free talk in Arizona, where Jenna Ellis got to download all of the evidence she had about the crimes of others and the crimes she committed. They recorded that. There's a recording of it. Lordy, there are tapes. They locked it in, and they said, this is so valuable regarding the evidence you bring to the table against the bigger criminal fish. We are willing to give you a non-prosecution agreement. Get rid of all 9 of your felony charges as long as you testify truthfully against the bigger criminal fish. What that tells me, Steph, yes, that's a sweetheart deal. And I'm sure they have her information and evidence corroborated 8 ways to Sunday. So the jury will not have to rely on her word alone when she takes the stand and testifies. But what it tells me is she had to present some really blockbuster incriminating information against Trump, Giuliani, Meadows, and the others. So it's a good development.
Lightning round. Oh. I had to, it's like I always have to think, like, of all the crimes. I'm like, oh, I need to write this down. So Georgia, sentencing in New York hush money case and classified documents. Mm-hmm. Give us a quick lightning round on those three.
Yeah, I think we're going to go to sentencing in September in New York. I think Judge Mershon's going to impose jail time. The question is, does he stay execution of the sentence? In other words, does he order him to prison or does he say, I'm going to leave you out pending appeal? I don't want to speculate on that because I can't say how that's going to shake out. But I do believe he's going to get a sentence to jail time. Georgia, we're in it for the long haul. A couple of years from now, we'll still be talking about the Georgia State RICO prosecutions. But Fani Willis is going to keep those things moving forward as best the appellate courts let her move those things forward. Classified documents down in Florida. Aileen Cannon will be reversed. Her decision to just throw out the classified documents case, she will be reversed. That case will probably have to run up through the Supreme Court. But think about this. Only one justice, Clarence Thomas, said, I think there's a problem with special counsel, Aileen, so why don't you pick up on my separate opinion and get rid of it. He's the only judge that none of the other judges joined that opinion.
Wait a minute.
Survive in the Supreme Court.
What a weird coincidence. And he's the only one whose wife was actively involved in the insurrection. Oh, that's a weird coincidence. Okay. By the way, when is the debate? September 10th? When's the sentencing? Oh, my God, your dream could come true, Glenn, when you said he's going to debate through the glass, through the prison, like the glass. She'll have to visit him, like in
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah. Yes. No, but also what else? Dead Man Walking. Like, she'll have to debate him through glass. No? When's the sentencing? Do we know?
September 7th?
September 6th.
I think it's the 16th. I think it's the 16th.
Perfect. So Glenn Kirshner jokes come true.
It's after the debate.
Oh.
Sorry to...
Okay. Oh, this is fantastic. I do have this feeling of all things are possible. I agree with you that I still think that Judge Cannon might get reversed. I think that, like Kamala Harris said, the vice president said, we just have to beat him in November, you know, and then I think justice and karma and all of it is coming, but that's our job, right?
Yeah. We're finally pulling ourselves up out of this morass that Trump and the Republicans have put us in. But you know what? The best revenge is winning in November and then getting our country back on track.
Yeah. And I think it's important for the country that he just gets repudiated so fully that we're like done. This goes in the dustbin of history and now we move on, you know. Love you so much, Glenn Kirshner. I've missed you.
Yes. Love you, Steph.
My
love
binky.
You, Steph. See
my,
you guys. I'll
my
see
legal
you
binky.
Thank you. Thanks, Glenn.
So 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company.
It is.
I don't know anymore. I guess I sold their act because they've been at this for longer, even 20 years. Is that how long you've been using them?
Yeah.
Jody Hamilton?
Something like that.
I don't know why I pronounce it like that. It just makes me happy. Okay, listen. Credo Mobile is the America's only progressive phone company. Right? And you don't feel like you can make a difference. You're just a little, teeny, teeny, weeny, tiny, 8-bit person. A little speck in the universe.
Yes.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
I'm in Olympic mode. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah. It's like a mobile version of Bella Caroli.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
They share your values. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. You get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service. A way to make a difference, and it's so easy to switch. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com, for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com or call at 877-346-0516.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Cleveland Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to treat
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I am as susceptible as the next person to discounts and sales. I love saving money, so I can get my wheels spinning pretty easy when I see that something I kinda want is 40 to 50% off. But here's a funny technique I'm gonna share with you to save even more in situations like that. And I hereby authorize you, as the CEO of your brain, to consider this amazing offer whenever you're looking at something on sale. I just think to myself, do I want to save 40% or do I want to save 100%? If you're clicking around online and you see something you weren't planning to buy and it's on sale, like, hey, look, that ShamWow is 40% off, this trick can come in handy. I find that asking myself, would I rather save 100% and not buy this, sometimes can be helpful for my bottom line. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Travis tweets, is that if anyone knows how to handle a bully, it's a prosecutor and a high school coach.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, who said J.D. Vance looks like a composite of every guy that's called you a bitch on Bumble?
Oggy Doggy.
No, Cecily Strong, the fantastic SNL actress. Who said it's confusing because his rhetoric wants us to panic about immigrants, but his eyeliner wants us to panic at the disco. Cecily Strong.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That was hilarious.
That's very funny. Oh, my God.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. How do you do?
I'm having a pretty joyful week. I hope you guys are enjoying it, too.
I'm
going to bring some good news to this issue. Lawrence was so pitch perfect. He's a genius, and thank God for him.
Yep.
But, you know, I hang out around a lot of youngins, from Bar Baby, who's 17, to her 21-year-old brother, who's working, and he's going into senior year, and he's voting for the first time, and you know how he's voting, because as he says, have you met my Mima? But the whole fraternity, this huge fraternity, these kids never, and I mean this, never watch media. They don't watch TV.
Right.
They don't watch the crap that gets peddled. They don't watch the Washington Press Corps. They don't give a damn. And yet they're the best informed generation we've ever seen. And so we are preaching to ourselves.
Yep.
And it's important that we get the word out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what? Rachel Bitticoff always makes that point, too, about how few people actually watch cable news or read newspapers, all the stuff that make us crazy. They're not paying attention.
They don't marinate in it.
Thank you.
Like we do.
Thank you. By the way, I forgot one more happy clappy thing to share with Glenn Kirshner. Michelangelo Signorelli says Steve Bannon must be really stewing in prison hearing about everything going on.
Yes.
I totally, just when you think you can't get any happier this week, I just was like, oh, Steve Bannon is watching this from prison. Taking off shirt after shirt. Okay. What is John Fugel saying? Say he looks like gout.
Yeah.
He looks like an alcoholic thumb.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's just very exciting. Okay. Lisa, I love this tweet. Tim Walz is one of the helpers Mr. Rogers told us to look out for.
Yeah. That is true.
He really is. We're in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood again. Yay. She twins said, Walz is the guy I would ask to walk me home after a night class at college, and Vance is the guy is the reason I would want an escort.
Yep.
Cover your drink, ladies.
Yep.
It's J.D. Mann.
Yep.
58 minutes after the hour. Fugel saying coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances
presidential debate they both accepted. Harris v. Trump. We'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.